Thank you very much. I would like at this point to thank all the panelists for their contributions this morning. We have heard from multiple speakers whose countries and communities are on the front line of the climate crisis. Climate-related disasters often lead to a vicious cycle where recovery from an early disaster is not even complete by the time the next disaster strikes. And these disasters are getting more frequent, severe, erratic, eroding community resilience and threatening to overwhelm the capacities of affected governments, people and the humanitarian system, and derailing the achievement of the SDGs. Vulnerable people, in particular women and children, and countries like small island developing states, are bearing the brunt of disasters and the adverse effects of climate change. And we must strengthen their resilience and respond to their particular needs and vulnerabilities. Disaster and climate impacts in urban areas involve particular challenges to understand and address, as well as opportunity to seize. We need significantly scaled up investment in disaster risk reduction and climate adaptation, in particular in the most vulnerable and exposed communities and countries. Natural hazards do not need to become disasters that cause untold human suffering and economic losses if we have invested sufficiently in disaster risk reduction, built resilient communities, and adapted according to the recommendations of climate science. To this end, the midterm review of the implementation of the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction identifies priority areas where action is urgently required to achieve the goal and targets of the framework by 2030. Then the upcoming COP28 will be a pivotal moment for mobilizing collective climate action, including for advancing the operationalization of the Loss and Damage Fund established at COP27. Crucially, we need to urgently mobilize scaled up climate finance, including for adaption and resilience commensurate with the level of current and projected risks and needs. Facing the climate challenge, we need to continue strengthening the capacity, effectiveness, and agility of the humanitarian system. Strengthened risk analysis, preparedness, early warning, early and anticipatory action are essential for preventing and mitigating future humanitarian crises. When disasters are imminent, the humanitarian system must be prepared and ready to respond effectively in an early and anticipatory manner before humanitarian impacts fully unfold. The evidence from different contexts with the slow and sudden onset disasters is clear. Early and anticipatory action saves lives and livelihoods, is faster and cost-effective and dignified for the vulnerable and affected people. We must continue scaling up these efforts. The early warnings for all initiatives embodies the required ambition for addressing climate change. We must support its swift implementation to protect everyone on the planet through multi-hazard early warning system by 2027. This will be essential also for ensuring that early warning information translates into timely and effective early action and responses. The international humanitarian system must continue to strengthen capacity and readiness to reinforce the response efforts of affected countries and communities when disasters strike in an increasingly challenging future of climate calamities. To this end, yesterday's panel discussion provided useful recommendations for strengthening partnerships between all levels. And ultimately, facing the immense challenge posed by the climate change and disasters, the humanitarian system will require allies, and we need greater joined-up action, complementarity and collaboration with the partners across development, disaster risk reduction, and climate communities to strengthen resilience. One area where such collaboration will be increasingly essential is in preventing and addressing displacement in the context of disasters and climate change. We need to ensure that homes and infrastructures can withstand disaster impacts, that people can return to their homes after preemptive evacuations out of harm's way, and that durable solutions help prevent displacement from becoming protracted and or recurring. We also need to better understand the scale, patterns, and dynamics of future disaster displacement. The climate crisis is the challenge of our lifetime, and we must mobilize collective action and ambition to address it. There is no time to lose. So, and I would like to thank again the panelists and everyone here today for their participation. The Council will reconvene this afternoon at 3 p.m. in this conference room to resume and conclude the general discussion of Agenda Item 9. Following the conclusions of the general discussion, the Council will consider draft resolution E-2023-L19 entitled Strengthening of the Coordination of Emergency Humanitarian Assistance of the United Nations, enclosed 2023 ECOSOC Humanitarian Affairs segment. The meeting is adjourned.